Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? gasnetworks.ie/move to gas.
It is hard to believe that it was this day 20 years ago that Princess Diana died after the Mercedes that she was travelling in crashed in a tunnel in Paris. By chance, French doctor Frederick Maillet was driving through the Pont de l'Alma tunnel when he saw the princess's crashed car in the opposite carriageway. He was the first physician on the scene and he treated Diana as they waited for emergency services to arrive. Frederick joins us now. How are you?
Good, thank you.
You were just driving on the night when what exactly was it caught your attention?
When I approached the Tunnel de l'Alma, I saw some smoke inside the tunnel. And a few seconds later, I discovered that there was a Mercedes who was on the other side of the tunnel. And the accident just happened like 30 seconds ago. Nobody was around the Mercedes. He was on the wrong side of the traffic, and obviously the accident just happened. So I stopped my car and I went to the Mercedes to see what was going on inside.
For us, that seems like a very brave move. You're walking towards a scene where you've no idea what lies ahead of you. Was that something you had training for?
Obviously, yes. I'm an emergency doctor. I'm working in the emergency ambulances in Paris, so it was not the first time I saw an accident, and I'm used and trained to deal with car accidents.
Right. So tell me what you saw as you arrived at the Mercedes.
I opened a little bit more the door, and I discovered inside four victims, two on the left side where apparently dead, no respiratory movement, no reaction. So I presume that they're in cardiac arrest. The two on the right side were alive but severely injured. So I did my first medical assessment very fast and I called the emergency services saying that there was an accident and four victims, and I gave them this medical assessment and I asked for medical ambulances.
Right. How long were you there with them on your own?
It looked to me like a very long time because it's quite uncomfortable to be an emergency doctor with no equipment. I was off duty that night. And I was in front of four victims. So it was really uncomfortable and it looked like it was a very, very long time waiting for the emergency ambulances. But I checked with the police investigators and the first ambulances arrived like a few minutes after my call. It was
right.
Quite fast.
You didn't recognize Princess Diana?
That's correct. Very surprising to everybody. But you know, when you're the doctor in front of four victims, your attention is refocused on the medical situation, what you can do, what you have to do. And I didn't care about who she was. I recognized that she was a very pretty woman, very sophisticated lady, but I didn't have the chance to recognize her.
Right. Without your emergency equipment, what kind of help were you able to give?
I was of duty that I had always in my car, a respiratory bag. And I took this bag and this mask, and I helped Princess Diana to breathe because she was unconscious. Her head was down and she had difficulty to breathe. And maybe she couldn't make it. She couldn't make it waiting for the emergency ambulances because she had difficulty to breathe. So I lifted up her head. And I applied and I helped her breathing with my mask, and that helped her to breathe, and she had more reaction after that. She was a bit less unconscious.
Right. So that was really the extent of the help you were able to give. But did you have to try and assess what kind of condition or what injuries she had? Were you worried? Did you think she isn't going to survive this, or were you thinking there's a chance?
Well, I didn't know exactly the extent of the injuries, but I suspected that it could be very severe because obviously the accident was a high energy one and you always have to suspect very severe injuries in this kind of situation.
It must be a very personal thing. You're there, you're the only person who can help with these people who are in such obvious distress. It must be a very intimate kind of moment for all of you.
It's uncomfortable. I wouldn't say it was stressful because I used to not stress in this kind of situation. But that was uncomfortable to be the only doctor and no equipment in front of these victims.
Right. Do you talk to people in those circumstances, the victims?
Of course, I'm talking. Someone behind me, you know, probably told me that the victims were English, that I had to speak English to them. So I began to speak English, and I said, I'm a doctor, and I called the ambulances. They're on the way. It shouldn't be too long. You know, I tried to comfort her in her last moment.
Right. Were you suspecting that it would be her last moments?
At that time, I didn't know that it was her last moments. But the next day, when I learned that she was dead, she died 2 hours later, I realized that I was the last, my words were probably the last words she could listen before she died.
Wow. At what point did you realize that it was Princess Diana that had been in the car?
It was the next morning. I left the tunnel without knowing who I treated. And that was the next morning when I woke up before going to work. I turned on the TV and obviously on every channel, there was this big story. Princess Diana died on the Tunnel de l'Alma. And suddenly I discovered that the young, pretty lady I had in my hands that night was Princess Diana and that she died 2 hours later. Big shock, yeah.
How did you feel about that when you found out who it was?
Well, you know, I checked and I thought about that and I think I couldn't have done anything better, you know. I didn't have any equipment, so I did my best and I think that helped her to wait a little bit better for the emergency ambulances. I feel that tragic accident and I'm a little bit part of it. It made me feel very sad. Yeah.
It sounds like it was a very, very severe accident. The engine was cut in half.
True. Yeah. The driver. I read the conclusion of the French and English investigation, and it looked like the driver was drunk and he was on the medication and he drove too fast and he hit this pillar and the energy was very, very high and they didn't have any seat belts, so the injuries were very severe. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you asked to give evidence in the inquiry later?
The next day I called the police saying, I was there. Do you want to listen to my
testimony?
What I did, yeah. And they invited me to the police office. And after that, they asked me to come back two times plus the professor of medicine at the medical investigation also and asked me a few questions. So I was questioned a few times. Yeah.
Right. I presume what they were trying to get to is whether you thought there was any chance there was anything that could have been done. But realistically, arriving on the scene without your equipment, you were very limited, weren't you?
That's correct, yeah.
Sad. It's hard to think it's 20 years, isn't it?
It's still surprising to me that everybody remembers that night, the tragic accident. And I sometimes go to the Place de l'Alma and I see the flame and there are still flowers and posters and pictures and autographs of people writing on the stones little words about Princess Diana. It's still very vivid in the heart of the people. And even people under the age of 20, who never knew the Princess Diana, they are still going to this Flores del Alma, and is still moved by this tragic accident.
Yeah, she occupied a special place in people's hearts for all different reasons.
Probably because it's an unfair death. You know, she was starting, looked like she was starting a new life. She was starting to be happy again. And suddenly she dies in a tragic, stupid accident. And the princess is not allowed to die in a stupid accident. That's so unfair. That's probably one of the reasons why everybody remembers this tragic night.
Absolutely. Frederick, thank you very much for talking to us today. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You're welcome.
Moncrief with Gas Networks Ireland. Aren't you tired of that ugly fuel storage tank, having to order and write that big check for the delivery guy? GasNetworks.ie/movetogas.